阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。一会儿呢，我们就会迎来《狗熊有话说》的第一位印度嘉宾。这位小伙的名字叫做 Piyush， 那么是我在现在居住的这个公寓里面遇见的一个印度邻居，他也是做开发的，他应该算是一位程序员 ，Java 程序员，在新西兰的生活了一段时间。之前呢，和我聊的时候呢，我知道他的故事，但不是太详细。今天呢，我觉得很有幸哈，因为不太有机会能够和印度人聊那么多。
Okay. So normally I just ask a few questions about and you can if you have any question you can ask me too. And
yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
Like a casual talk. This is a podcast named Bear Talk. It's just like my own name on it, and it's focused on a Chinese audience. But when I meet some interesting people in New Zealand or in other place, I can translate it to Chinese. So there are a lot of developers, programmers, friends. They also share their some skills, experience, stories in my podcast. So it's just an audio one. So,
audio for casual conversation that we are having. Absolutely, I got it.
Okay. Can you introduce yourself before we start?
Hi everyone who is listening.
Yeah.
My name is Piyush Agarwate. I am from Nagpur city, India. Nagpur city is it's in the same state where Mumbai is. The state name is Maharashtra. And my Nagpur city is second capital of Maharashtra. That is, Mumbai is an economic capital of India. So I am from Nagpur, and Nagpur is famous for oranges.
Yeah, in the north of India.
And Nagpur is a geographical center of India. So I am from the center India, central part of India.
Center part of India. Yeah. It's a huge country.
Yeah, if you compare Nagpur's population. Nagpur's population is just half of complete New Zealand.
Wow.
So it's like
just one state, one
it's
commune.
Like it's just one city and
one
there
city.
Yeah, it's just one city and there are like 40,000 other cities like this. So you can just compare of New Zealand population to Nagpur and Nagpur's population to India's population. That's why I say India's population is it's growing.
Yeah.
It's ever growing.
Yeah, it's because I come from China, so I totally understand that a lot of people in India and China.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even I know I have never been to China, but Chinese population, it is not. I don't think Chinese population is because of today's, just because of people who are. In today's world, it is because of Chinese and Indian, these two races. I'll call it races. Chinese race and Indian race are most are the races which are the oldest race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is because this is the reason
the
I think
long,
you know,
history.
Long history.
Yeah.
So that's why Chinese population and Indian population is ever growing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is there any meaning of your name, Piyush?
Yeah, my name is Piyush. My mother kept that name, and the name the meaning of my name is holy water.
Holy water.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. My elder brother's name is Ankush. He's a god, Indian god. His name is followed by an Indian god.
Uh-huh.
And my name is Piyush, that's holy water.
Oh, yeah. That's with good meaning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
And what did you do before you come to New Zealand?
Before coming to New Zealand,
mm.
I have completed my bachelor's degree in computer science.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I worked with my father
mm-hmm.
in his business of books
mm-hmm.
for 1 year.
Mm.
After that, I was working in a multinational company.
Mm.
Fortunately, I got an offer from a multinational company, that is Wipro. I was
mm-hmm.
working as a software developer with them.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about coming to New Zealand.
Mm.
Thought of pursuing my master's degree.
Mm.
And New Zealand wouldn't have any better place than New Zealand.
Mm.
So I came to New Zealand.
Mm. So you are married now? Yeah.
Yeah. I am married. I am married to my love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Her name is Sai Lee. I know her since 10 years now, and I'm happily married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So moving to New Zealand, the decision was made by both of you?
Yeah, initially, moving to New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
the decision was made from me,
mm.
but it was manifested in Siley's mind by me because I thought, moving to a different country from our own country will be good because
mm-hmm.
There are many aspects.
Yeah.
Like you are from China, I am from India, and we know
mm-hmm.
how tough life is in China and India,
mm-hmm.
and as compared to New Zealand, here people are relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
You have completely equal, you can maintain your work-life balance
mm-hmm. yeah.
With your personal life. So
yeah.
Yes, this was my initial thought, and
yeah.
I manifested this thought to my wife,
yeah.
and she agreed to it.
Yeah.
So we are happy now.
Yeah, you like to talk to her daily,
yeah.
every day, and talk something about living overseas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inception,
absolutely.
Inception to her
yeah.
mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it really work? Is your was your work really hard at India? Of course. In China, a lot of programmers they do a lot of extra work after work hour and really hard working. So
yeah.
is it the same
in India? When
yeah.
I was working with Wipro.
Uh-huh.
I worked with them for 2 years,
uh-huh.
and I can say that I have worked really hard. Like not just saying because
uh-huh.
I have worked.
Uh-huh.
Because, but you know, as a general, in general,
uh-huh.
I would say I have worked really hard. From 24 hours, I used to work for around 14 to 16 hours a day.
14 to 16 hours a day.
And not only
wow.
me, there are many people
wow.
who are working in India
uh-huh.
with similar timeline.
Wow.
So like it was really tough, not tough, like because everyone is working. If you see your colleagues working, if you see your friends are
yeah.
working for 14 or 16 hours,
yeah.
you will not feel like it's a normal thing then. But then I see people here who work for 8 hours
yeah.
and they're really happy.
Yeah, just 8 hours.
And they're really
no,
happy.
No more extra work.
Yeah,
yeah.
No more extra work, no more workload. So
mm.
people are happy here. So that's
yeah.
why, you know, I won't deny that this is a good decision that I have
yeah.
taken.
Why New Zealand? Why do you choose other countries rather than New Zealand? Is there any?
Yeah. See, when why New Zealand is because as New Zealand compared to other countries, US, Australia, UK, and probably, you know, blah blah blah, many other countries. People think about if I'm moving, just imagine I am sitting in India and thinking about moving to some other country. Which country will be in your mind? Okay, most probably people will think about moving to UK, moving to US, Australia. Yeah, so these are the major countries which everyone looks forward to move. But these are costly, you know. As like, I am from a middle class family. My father really works hard 12 hours a day, every day, seven days a week. He works every day really hard to earn money. So for me, you know, money was a big factor. And as compared to other countries, I found New Zealand education is cheaper. That's why. That was one of the reasons. And the other reason was I can stay in the country for longer time. It is not just about moving to some other country, because many people I see, they go to Australia and US, UK, they study for some time period, and then they again go back to China or India. You know, this is normally what happens. But I wanted a country where I can live for a longer period of time. And I can, make my foot established. I can stay in the country for a longer period of time. That's why I thought there wouldn't have been any better option than New Zealand. Here, the positive aspects of New Zealand is I find that you can gain your residency, citizenship, work-life balance, mental peace. The country is really beautiful. I have been to some places. The country is really, really, really a beauty to visit.
Yeah,
that's why New Zealand.
Same as mine.
Sorry for that long explanation, but you know, because this really is something what I really feel.
I also have similar experience, just like you, and. Some practical reason and money, and this is a place that provide a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel there are a lot of opportunities here. Me being a software developer, I got a job. I wouldn't, like, I have never thought like I would get a job, because it is like I am an immigrant for these people, but then I have a job now. I have a job.
But that takes a long time, right?
It took a long time, but then, you know, casually speaking, I have a job, so it doesn't matter. If time is something that will, this is what I believe, you know, time is something that will happen to you. If you have a right time now, things will go according to you. If you don't have the right time, things won't work for you. It is just about time. And that space. You just have to remain calm and maintain your patience. This is what I think.
I asked that question before. So, did you have any plan before you come to New Zealand, like stay here and find a job? Do you have a plan for that?
Yes. Initially, when I thought of coming to New Zealand, I had a plan that I will work because I knew the status of immigration, that I can work for 20 hours a week. And even my wife, she has also pursued her education. That's a long story, because we had a love marriage and we both have studied in New Zealand. One would have come on dependent visa easily. But still, it's a long story. It's like it will take ages to discuss about the story. But we both have studied. We both have completed our post-graduation diploma in computing from Unitech. So it's like we had a plan that we both can work for 20 hours a week. And I think fairly that's a big amount we can earn, like $15 per hour is a good amount for both of us. So we can on that, and we can be happy. Mm. But then coming over to New Zealand, and this is again a different thing, coming over to New Zealand, and then after what happened, what we think from India and China, mm-hmm. and you know, from all over the world, Germany, US, mm-hmm. the people who are coming to New Zealand and visiting this beautiful country, what we think from the outer side is completely different when we come here.
Yeah, different.
It's completely different.
Uh-huh.
And like when we come here to New Zealand, when I came here, it was completely different.
Yeah.
But
how different?
Explain that? Yeah, absolutely. When, as I said, like when I thought like I'll be working for 20 hours, I leave my wife, uh-huh. her name is Siley, she will be working for 20 hours.
Yeah.
And you know, we will be good and we'll find a job.
Mm.
Many of my friends who are already in New Zealand, we were in contact with them, and they said, yeah, you can work.
Mm.
So yes, but like in India, I thought, yeah, it's a good deal, you know, I can go to New Zealand, I can complete my education, I can work for 20 hours.
Mm.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
I came to New Zealand.
Mm.
It was completely different. Job prospects. Talking about job prospects, it was difficult to find a job.
Yeah.
A job because.
Totally occurring.
Yeah, because it was difficult to find a job because I didn't know any of the people, anyone.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know anyone except one or two people.
Hmm.
And in New Zealand, I think people get a job with references, good references. If you have good references, good connections, you will get a job.
Yeah.
I didn't have any of those.
Mm.
It was just about, you know, trying New Zealand. Mm. So I tried New Zealand. I came here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a job for the complete month.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought of, you know, rather than taking it as a negative aspect, why not take it as a positive thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'll work hard on my studies.
Mm.
So me and my wife, we both studied completely, did all the possible things that we could,
mm-hmm.
in our studies.
Mm.
So yes, that's the result. I have a good GPA,
mm-hmm.
in my postgraduate diploma in computing.
Mm.
My GPA is 7.75.
Wow.
Out of 9.
It's really high. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, doing, rather than wasting time, I thought of, you know, why I will study.
Mm.
I will study hard.
Mm.
And I will get a good job,
yeah.
that will suffice me for, you know, staying over here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Until that time, I had enough finance.
Mm-hmm.
I am really thankful to my family who has supported me,
mm-hmm.
throughout this complete phase.
Yeah.
So I had that much of finance to, you know, go through all those things,
mm.
in this complete 1 year.
Yeah. How long after you graduated and till now you find a job? How long it is? Do you remember exact date?
I graduated in November 2015,
uh-huh.
and I got a job in first of November 2016.
2016,
yeah. Yeah, so you can guess it's almost an year.
A year, yeah.
1 year.
Yeah.
I graduated in November 2015. I got a job in November 2016.
Oh.
It's not only me. There are many people who haven't got a job.
Yeah.
But there are many people.
Yeah.
For the people who are listening, there are many people. Stay positive. You know, there are many people who have been striving for jobs.
Uh-huh.
And there are many people. A great example is Bia, who is you know, talking to me,
mm-hmm.
has got a job, good job. So
yeah,
yes, many people. It is just about.
Lucky.
Yeah, it is just about what we think.
Yeah. How do you during this year? Are there any stories you would like to share? Because I know it's a hard time. During this year, maybe can't find job, and there are a lot of pressure. So is there any stories?
Yeah, I would like to say that, you know, during this phase, in this 1 year, it is initially, there are many things what like it will take, you know, I will 15 to 20 minutes to say everything. To in brief, what would I like to say is that in this, when I didn't have a job, as I said earlier, what will happen, you cannot stop it. Right time, you will get a job, you will get everything at right time. You won't get anything before that. You won't get anything after that.
Yeah,
it is just about time. November 2015, I graduated. It all happened autonomously. I didn't do anything. Last night, me and my wife were discussing about, you know, what actually has happened. So the outcome of everything was what will happen. I will share you a small story. In November 2015, we had money. I was graduated. I said, let you know, let our work visa come. We applied for work visa. Our work visa came in January 2016. Okay, after that, you know, we didn't have any money to live. We were eating food only once a day. This is frankly which I am speaking. We were eating food once a day. We didn't have any money to live in New Zealand. We thought of going back to India because this is not a good option to, you know, eat food and, you know, sacrifice everything on food and everything. But you know, if people believe in God, it's God. If people believe in science, it's energy, which with what we think that will happen. We thought we should have a job. You know, we need food, we need money to live. And we got a casual part-time job.
This is what I say.
What we think that will happen. So we got a job, casual part-time job in Unitech itself. We worked there for 2 months, and we accumulated a lot of money to, you know, stay for another 2 months. But then, you know, once we get a job, we party hard. Our money was exhausted. That all happened. But then, fortunately, we again thought, we don't have any money. We are gone. It was completely foolish of us to, you know, party hard. But then, we are humans, right? So we you know, what we think, what will happen. So we thought we should have a job. One of us, we thought, this is frankly bare, which I'm talking, you know, one of us should have a job, a good job. My wife, she is a really spiritual person. So she thinks a lot. When she thinks this will happen, that means this will happen. It is all about in your mind, what we think. She thought, I will get a job in a good company. You know, she just applied for a few positions. So she got a job in Datacom. Datacom here is a big company. So she got a job. And after that, I was just striving for jobs. I didn't get a job. See, the point here I want to say is, you know, how difficult it is for me. How difficult it was for me to get a job. I didn't have any job after that, working casually.
2 months after that.
I tried jobs in, I am an IT person. I tried job in testing, service desk, business analyst, software development, in every aspect. But I didn't get any job. So I think it is all about time. So finally, I got a job.
Mm.
It is all about time. And recently in this 1 month, 12th September 2016 was the date when I got a rejection after going through 5 level of interviews.
Wow.
I got rejection.
Wow. 5 level. Then
I gave 5 level of five level of interviews, and I got rejected.
How did you feel at that time?
Completely disappointed.
Yeah,
like exactly. even if a person is very positive, a person thinks you know he's really strong in mind, but mentally you are disappointed.
Yeah.
At heart you are disheartened.
Yeah.
I didn't apply for any jobs till 13th of October. I worked hard on myself. I thought a lot, because I thought I should work. I believe a person is a manager of his own life. If you think on something which has never happened, you will completely ruin your life.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So this is what I think.
Yeah.
And this is life. Worst things will happen, good things will happen. I thought, I will manifest good thoughts. I will work hard on my skills, my programming skills, because this is what I something or like. I like programming. I will work on programming, whether or not I will get a job. I it doesn't matter to me. I will work on my skills, what I really like. I worked on my skill. I worked on programming. Java development I did from the core of my heart. Whether or not I was not after job, my mindset in this 6 months of hunting job was completely changed. I was into completely programming, doing something what I really like. Whether or not I get a job, I was really happy doing it. But I was just searching, looking at some websites, is there any jobs? I got a job. Oh, Gentrack has one job. I just thought of, why not just throw my CV to them?
Yeah.
I just updated whatever work I did. I started developing Android applications. Android applications.
Yeah,
I published 3 applications on Google Play Store. I thought, whatever I am doing, I am passionate of. Why I can put all those things in my CV, and why not give it a try? I just put everything in. I just put everything in my CV and just gave it a try. And fortunately, the next day I got a call. I got job interviews. I went through 3. One HR round, one technical round, one completely main round, which we call is the final round, with professional services manager and the HR of the company. And I'm through. Now I have a job. So what I want to say is, it is about time. This job seeking phase is really difficult. I will say that what has happened to me shouldn't happen to anyone. But I would like to add that if this happens to anyone, trust me, it is for a good reason. It is for a good reason, because in this 1 year I have gained a lot of things. I will tell what I have gained. I have developed my mental stability. I have developed my inner belief of believing in myself. I am very much positive of whatever circumstances in my life may be. I am very much positive. And I am confident. It doesn't matter who I am talking to. I am confident. I know what work I am doing. I know I am somewhere in this world. So I am confident now. So this was tough, but it was good.
I think confidence is also a key point. And maybe when you don't realize it doesn't matter. It really helps.
Absolutely.
In the beginning, it's when you lack of confidence, you care about everything and everything bad will happen.
Yeah. I would like to say one thing. If I don't know, like, I can speak on this podcast, I don't know how beer will respond to it. But I personally feel, especially for all the Chinese people, they have skill, they have knowledge, they have ability, they have persistence, they are consistent, they have brains, they have all the abilities in the world that they need. The only thing which, you know, people from China lacks is confidence.
Confidence. Is that your feeling in New Zealand, or just a general feeling?
I have never met any Chinese when I was in India. This is the first time I have met Chinese. So I personally feel this podcast will be, you know, broadcasted to many Chinese people as well as many other people also, but I would especially like to focus on Chinese people because it is on confidence. They have, and where I feel they have everything, as I have mentioned, there are 7 things I have mentioned. The only thing that I feel that they are lacking in confidence, confidence of speaking. Then it is not like they don't know English. Chinese people know English, they can speak English. It is just that they think first and then translate. I would say don't think. If you think, you also bear. If you think, then translate, it will be difficult for you.
It's like a second hand.
You people, Chinese people, start learning. I know fair amount of education system of China because I have many Chinese friends here in New Zealand. So I know you start learning English from the age of 15.
Very young. I was just entered the school and
you start learning English then.
Nobody can talk after.
Nobody can talk.
Graduated.
We started learning English in English. I was talking to your wife, Lou. She told me, if there is a word called, you know, ball is bouncing. Okay, this is an English sentence. Ball is bouncing. So in China, I will tell you about the difference of why Indian people are good in English. Because this is what, you know, I know. Because Chinese people say that Indian people are good in English. If the ball is bouncing, this is a word. This is a complete sentence. Ball is bouncing. Chinese people first will Chinese teachers
first
translate it in Chinese. Ball is bouncing. I don't know. Anything. But then they will translate that in English. Okay. This is how you have been taught. How we have been taught. Is like, you know, ball is bouncing. So we had to imagine ball is bouncing. We had to imagine that way. We were never thought of, you know, in Hindi first. Ball uchal raha hai. This is a Hindi sentence. We have, our teachers never taught us that way. Our teacher directly taught us, you know, ball is bouncing. Ball is bouncing. Ball is bouncing. They have taught it that way because that will give you a thought of ball. Ball is ball, you know, in English. Because when we think about ball, first you will convert it in Chinese, and then in English. Ball is bouncing. So whenever you talk, my point is, whenever any Chinese people will talk in English, or you know, whenever it comes about speaking. I know there are many people who can speak good, many Chinese people who can speak good. But then it is about first you translate and then you speak. I would say to everyone, do not translate. Think in English. If you think in English, there is no stopping to your tongue. It will automatically get translated. It will automatically move.
Very coincidence. Yesterday, I have a chat with my boss, she's from Britain, and she said, your English is improving every day. I said, thank you. So, and she asked me a question, do you dream in English or in Chinese? I said, oh, I still in Chinese. But and she said, somebody told her, if you can really, if you learn a language really good, and you are using it with your basic instinct, so you can dream in that language.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good point. So I think, yeah, a lot of Chinese people, we learn a lot, grammars, vocabularies, and now nearly everybody speaking of he can speak, he or she can speak good English. We always think she can. She has a lot of vocabularies, and she's really with a lot of good background. But I think, yeah, what you said is important.
I think I will say that it is not about English. What is English? It is just a language.
Yeah.
English will not cover your skill, your technical abilities, your thinking abilities, your perseverance of mind, your any other ability. It is just a language. You have skill, you have ability, you have that knowledge. So why you are afraid? It is just about talking. English is just a language.
Yeah.
And frankly, I have learned English because English is a global language.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I had to speak in English.
Yeah.
In India, I will speak in Hindi, but this is just language, and I don't take English as a challenge. It is just a language. It will not cover your technical skills. You have everything. You have everything. It is just about a language.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it. Just think, you know, it casually. Think casually. It is just a language.
Yeah.
You know, I will deal with it.
Yeah, it's not about language. It's about courage, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people, Chinese people, don't dare to speak.
Yeah.
I have the same problem.
I know. But I feel not only Chinese people, Indian, even there are many Indian people also who, you know, who struggle with their English. So I will tell to everyone, you know, I tell everyone, it is just about, you know, just speaking. It is just about speaking. If you speak, you will learn. And there is nothing in the world that Indians and Chinese cannot learn.
That's the way with two races have same conclusion. Yeah.
Same enthusiasm, same courage, same everything.
Yeah.
We can learn.
Yeah.
So it is just about language. Stay positive, think and broaden your mind. If you broaden your mind, it is just about language. Just start speaking. It is just about talking to new people. And trust me, when I came to New Zealand, I was very afraid of speaking to all the
girls.
It was like I was, you know, very afraid of speaking to white people. But then I gradually, white people, I'm not being racist, but you know, white people is like, they are good in English. That was the only reason I was afraid of speaking with them. Even now there are many people, very many Kiwis who speak such kind of English. I don't understand at all. I have been living in the country for 2 years, but I still don't understand any word they say. So it is all about practice. It is all about learning.
But now
I feel I am confident.
Yes, very good for you. And I remember when I first came to New Zealand, the first 2 weeks, I'm so nervous every day because something you have to communicate with each other, with other people. Otherwise, you cannot hide in your small room. You have to deal with something like a lot of things. But at first, I really afraid to talk. Yeah.
I will say, if you want to touch sky,
yeah.
it cannot be touched in the four walls of a room.
Yeah.
You have to move out.
Yeah.
This is what you want to say, right?
Yeah. It's like a comfort zone for me. But then,
if you move out, you will learn a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big world.
Yeah. And I think language is a good topic, and it's related to another topic. Let's start with this one. You said you believe in yourself, right?
Sure.
So do you believe in something else, like God or something like
something like what?
Religion or something? Yeah.
I would like to say I am a person who believe in God.
Uh-huh.
I will not say I don't believe in God. Mm. I don't know because I haven't seen God.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like there is a God. There is God. There was Jesus. Everyone say there was Jesus, but I haven't. I am a very practical person. Mm. I believe in what I see.
Yeah.
I don't believe in what people have written in books or what people have seen.
Because you're a programmer, you're a software developer. Because I thought it's a question for me, and I think maybe you have a similar situation. Is what we learn in India or in China is an Eastern culture, with Eastern background culture, and when we move to New Zealand, it's Western country. Based on Christian and
other religions.
Other religions. And do you find it's a little difficult? Is it a problem for you?
No, not at all. Because I respect all religions.
Uh-huh.
I agree to all religions, what they are saying.
Yeah.
Even I respect because I am a person. In India, there are like 50 odd religions. I believe in all religions. Even it is Muslim, Hindu, Christianity, Buddhism. Every religion teach you something, and that something is one thing. That is all God, all power, complete world is one. I believe in, when I came to New Zealand, even locals here, which are Maori people, they preach some religion. I don't know the name of the religion, what they practice.
Yeah.
But I respect that. I respect it. And I believe in them too. Because all religion, this what I am a person who think of in my mind that all religions are same. So all religions are same. All people are same. It is just about we have some people are born in US, some people are born in China, some people are born in South Africa, some people are born in New Zealand. We are one race, we are humans. Humanity is the biggest religion. This is what I feel.
Yeah. Right. And do you feel the different cultural background is an issue? What I mean is when we educated in India, and maybe India is a little different from China, because China is a not that we teach English in our at school, but we still there are a lot of traditional way to do everything in our daily life. But India is the same, and maybe India is more English involved in your daily education.
But I would like to say, I got your point, what you want to say. In India, even now, when my mom wakes up in the morning, the first thing she does is prays to God. Indian God.
India God. Yeah.
Because she is Hindu.
Mm.
She prays to her God. She gets all the blessings. She just accepts everything. Okay, like I am good now. My day will be good.
Yeah.
she burns some candles,
mm-hmm.
what we call as diya,
yeah.
in Hindi. She burns them in front of God, that is like
yeah.
praying God,
yeah.
and she sits for there, do her 20-25 minutes of prayer every day. This is something what she prays to God,
yeah.
and as soon as she is out of it,
mm.
she's back to a normal life. And what we do is we just follow what she does,
yeah.
and we just pray God just in our heart,
mm-hmm.
and we just move on
yeah.
in our daily life, in
yeah.
speaking English,
yeah.
following other cultures,
yeah.
Following normal people, whoever here are in New Zealand and everything. But today also, I still follow what my mother has taught me.
Hmm. My question is about we are in the same generation, right?
Yeah.
Our mothers, they are very traditional.
Yeah.
And if you have kids, and when my daughter grow up, and I believe they will.
Learn
English much better, and from the very beginning, they will be very get used to Western culture. But us, you
yeah.
and me, I mean, we are in the same age, and we have a traditional background.
Traditional attachment.
Yeah. But now, is there any confliction for you to background? Just
yeah,
hit each other?
Sometimes I really. Think that my children, they
uh-huh.
will be Kiwis,
yeah.
and what if they accept a person from a what if they make, you know, a girl who is not Indian?
Yeah.
What if they make with a girl who is not Indian,
uh-huh.
And they marry her?
It's like a thought
which comes to my mind.
Uh-huh.
But then.
Is that a problem for you?
At the moment, if you ask me, because I am still 26,
uh-huh.
and at the moment, if you ask me, I cannot say, because I don't feel like this
yeah.
should happen.
Yeah.
yeah, because like there are many reasons. Because you know, I think my child would marry a girl. Who is an Indian, because
mm-hmm.
I have been married to an Indian girl,
mm-hmm.
and because it is, you know, more about understanding each other,
mm.
so I think
yeah.
my wife understands me each other. Having said that, I know I will mature with my
mm-hmm.
age.
Mm.
I'll mature with my age,
mm.
and when I will have children, and when that stage comes,
mm.
I think I will be okay with he marrying any other girl, because
mm.
what I also believe is we all are humans, and it is not about we have been born in. Some people are born in China, some people are born in US, some people are born in India,
mm.
Africa, Australia, New Zealand. We all are humans.
Mm.
It is about heart. It is about what we. It is about heart and brain.
Yeah.
What we think. It becomes that.
Hmm.
So yeah, I don't have any problem with my children.
Hmm.
I'll be at the moment if you say,
yeah.
I will kill them.
yeah. Yeah,
but then if you truly ask me now,
yeah.
I will say, you know, yeah, it's okay, man, it's okay.
Yeah, it's great. And last question. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It will take you a lot of time. Sorry.
Ah,
for that.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
I have been speaking a lot.
that's the point. That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Your stories. So,
yeah.
Do you have something to share? If someone listen to your story, listen to your share, and they sharing, they also want to come to New Zealand. Do you want to say to them? No. Maybe. China or in other countries?
Yeah,
yeah.
I would like to say many people who are living in China, in India, Germany, US, Australia, Europe, trust me guys, it's a big world. It's really a big world. In your prospects, in your mind, it's a small world. But when you move from one country to a different country, trust me, guys, you will meet a lot of people from different culture, different religion, different thinking, different with different abilities. In all other aspects, you will feel that your mind is open now. Living in one country, you don't feel your mind is open. Move out. Meet people. It is about one life. We have got only one life. You have to live that life. You will not get a second life. We don't know. Frankly, we don't know. We will get a second life or not.
Yeah.
Because this is one life which I have got. I want to use it. I have used it moving to New Zealand, and I will move to some other country. I will travel. But for all other people who are listening to me in some other countries, living in any of the countries, you know, move out. Explore yourself. Explore your thoughts. Whatever you think, just believing in yourself, move out. Think and do it. If you do it, you will be a good proof to yourself and to other people who are thinking the same way as you are thinking. You know, it is just about one step. Take that one step and trust me, you will reach skies. We have only seen one sky, that is blue sky. You never know. There might be some another sky of green color. You know,
What's that? Green color.
Yeah, I will repeat it. We are living on Earth. We have skin.
I know your point. There are seven skies, right?
Yeah.
In Hindu myth, and there are seven skies.
There are seven skies. And this is just, I'm talking philosophical, you know. I'm talking some philosophy that, you know, we only know some limit. We only can spread our legs to the point we know, to the point we see. But, you know, jump higher. You will reach somewhere. It is just about exploring yourself, believing in yourself, meeting new people. It is about only one life. Live it to the fullest. This is what all I can say. I'm too young. I'm only 26. But this is what I think. And I am pretty much sure that I'm not thinking wrong. I'm thinking something good. Something creative, something innovative, and I know this will be, you know, a huge thing for all the youths. Not only for the youths, it will be a good suggestion to all the elders who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. You have got only one life. Don't drink and waste your life. You know,
That's great.
Explore.
Explore.
It's your world. What you see, that will happen. What you think, that will happen. What you see, that is happening, and what you think, that will happen.
That will happen.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And
thank you for Piyush's story, and we really hope that your future plan in New Zealand will be. A really good end story.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I wish you the same.
Thank you. आंखों ही आंखों में कर बातें गुपचुप 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 कोई खुश 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 ओए ख्वाबों की नदी में खाए गोते गुड़ 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 ओए बुड़ 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 ओए आंखों ही आंखों में कर बातें गुपचुप 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 ओए खुश 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 ओए ख्वाबों की नदी में खाए गोते गुड़ 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 ओए बुड़ 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 अल्लाह अल्लाह मत वाला बर्फी पाँव पड़ा मोटा छाला बर्फी रातों का है ये उजाला बर्फी गुमसुम गुमसुम हिम्मत चाहिए तो उत्पात
kurafate kare non stop kur 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 नदी में खाए गोते गुर 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 ओए गुर 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 कभी ना रुकता रे कभी ना थमता रे गम जो दिखा उसे खुशियों की ठोकर मारे पलकों की हारमोनिया नैनों की गारे सारे धड़कन की रिदम पे ये गाता जाए गाने प्यारे भोला ना समझो ये चालू खिलाड़ी है बड़ा बड़ा ए, 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 सूरज ये बुझा देगा मारेगा फूक ऐसी चौक तलैया पीपल छैया हर कुछ की ऐसी तैसी आंखों ही आंखों में कर बातें ख्वाबों की नदी में खाए गोते बर्फी जब अम्मा जी की कोख में था सोया अम्मा ने मर्फी का रेडियो मंगाया मर्फी मुन्ना जैसा लल्ला अम्मा का था सपना मुन्ना जब हौले हौले दुनिया में आया बाबा ने सिलोन वाला स्टेशन लगाया रेडियो ऑन हुआ अम्मा ऑफ हुई टूटा हर सपना मुन्ना म्यूट ही आंसू बहाए हाय ओए मुन्ना झुनझुन सुन भी न पाए झुनझुन झुनझुन झुन होय झुनझुन झुनझुन झुन अल्लाह अल्लाह मत वाला बर्फी पाँव बड़ा मोटा छाला बर्फी रातों का है ये उजाला बर्फी गुमसुम गुमसुम ही मचाए तो उत्पात कुर 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 रफाते करे नॉन स्टॉप कुर 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 बुड़ 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 गुड़ 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 मौला इससे बचाए ले कुर 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 बुड़ 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 गुड़ 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 मौला इससे बचाए ले आंखों ही आंखों में कर बातें गुपचुप 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 ओए खुस 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 ओए ख्वाबों की नदी में खाए गोते गुड़ 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 ओए